Hi, Darren. How are you doing?
Very well. Obviously, you're working from home. How has that been for you and in your line of work?
Do you know what? We've been very lucky, mate, to be fair. You know, we were set up to work remotely as it was prior to the lockdown. Although we weren't doing it full time, that's all we've done now for about 11 weeks. So we were well positioned to carry on doing our work for our clients. So no complaints. In fact, I think I'm working more hours now than I ever have done.
That must be a real shock to the system for you.
It really is, mate. And that not being able to go on holiday for a while has been really tough to handle, I can tell you.
It's quite ironic, really, when you think about the situation we're in and you're in a business to do with finances and monies and pensions and this, that and the other, yet you're busier than ever.
Well, I think that's the reason is that's, you know, the problem is there, Darren, is that more people need advice now about how things are affecting them. You know, we have gone through a recent phase for the last 2 or 3 months, which, as everyone keeps saying, is unprecedented. And I'm pleased to say that our clients turned to us first for advice about all their financial planning needs. And they've probably got more queries right now than they ever have done.
Okay, so let's crack on with, we'll start with jobs, the furlough scheme, the government's help to employers. What are your thoughts on this? Where are we with it?
Well, this has been a fantastic boost from the government. It's probably the most generous scheme in the world, I would suggest, looking at various countries. The furlough scheme currently has 8.7 million people who would normally be working on this job retention scheme. This means they get about 80% of their normal pay. This is being paid by the government up to a maximum of £2,500 a month. And it's going to continue now until the end of October, Halloween, ironically, not so sure about that. But, you know, the good news is the government has stood up and thrown a lot of money at employers to help people keep their jobs for such time that maybe they can return to work in the next few months. You know, it's costing the government £31 billion. In terms of subsidies, you know, and it's a great fillip for the business community.
Now, in terms of where this money comes from and how it's got to repay back, that's the thing that keeps coming up now is, well, obviously we're going to get stung for higher taxes. Is that likely to happen soon, or are there other ways in which they can bring back the money?
I don't think it will happen soon, but it definitely will happen. At the end of the day, this is money that the government is borrowing, and they borrow it from us, the taxpayers. And the taxpayers will have to pay it back at some stage with increased taxation. I think businesses are going to be hit hard because businesses are being propped up right now. I think things like corporation tax will be increased to recover some of that debt. Personal taxation, we're hearing rumours that at least a 1p additional rate of tax, 1% additional rate of tax for personal taxpayers will be explored. I think we'll hear more about that in the next 2 or 3 months, but it's going to have to be paid back at some stage, definitely.
Mate, just on a quick sort of personal note, do you think that Rishi Sunak's done a good job?
Do you know what? I think he has done a great job, especially as he wasn't even expecting to be in that position. You know, Sajid Khan, I think, that's a London mayor. The other chap who was in position before was left very quickly, just before coronavirus took effect. And he stood up, and I think he's done a very good job. He's very well thought of in the city. He comes from an institutional background of banking. So I think he's done as well as he could do.
He's very smart, isn't he? And he's still only 38. I think he's got Prime Minister written all over him. I really do.
You know, that being political, I think he's the only one who stood up and shown any sense, really.
You're absolutely right.
He's been the only person I've been prepared to listen to at the 5 p.m. government briefings because he talks sense.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the housing. The property price changes, first of all.
Well, we are seeing changes already in property prices. Nationwide have just reported that prices in the month of May dropped by 1%, 1.7% in fact, throughout the UK. That doesn't sound much in 1 month, but if it carried on at that rate, it would mean that house prices were 20% lower this time next year. Now, that's a really big impact. And people, you know, the people I listen to, the experts in the property market, are suggesting that house prices are going to drop between 15 and 20% or more. If you look at the average price in Taunton, that stands around about 240,000 at the moment. If the prices continue to fall as they are at the minute, that would mean they'd be worth less than 200,000 this time next year.
Scary times, isn't it?
Well, it is scary, Darren. I mean, you know, a price correction is on the cards. There's no doubt about it. The economy is in recession. We're going to see a very unusual period for at least 6 to 12 months, and I think the economy will take 2 or 3 years to recover at least. If experts are right and house prices fall, well, for some people, like first-time buyers, it will make it more affordable for them to get back in the marketplace. And, you know, let's be honest, for many, many years, it's been very expensive for any first-time buyer to even think of buying their first home. So, not great news if you own a property, but perhaps better news for younger people.
What is the worst-case scenario with the housing?
Well, gosh, great question. I think, I mean, I'm seeing some experts saying 25-30% drop in values.
Ouch.
The last time I saw anything like that would have been the late 80s, early 90s. I am that old. I was working in the property market at that time. And I can just about remember that time when prices did drop drastically. I can see that happening. We've got the worst factors in play at the moment that I've ever seen.
And obviously, this is going to bring me on to my next point, which is mortgage rates. How have they changed?
Well, you know, the Bank of England dropped their rate in response to the recession down to 0.1%. That's the lowest ever rate of interest for the Bank of England. There's a chance that the Bank of England rate may even go into a negative position, which would be uncharted territory. Mortgage rates have reflected that. They've been dropped down a little bit, but they haven't got much margin to cut any further. Otherwise, they won't make any profit in terms of lending. Banks and billing societies have also really tightened up on what they will lend and who they lend to. So I'm seeing now a reduction of schemes for anybody with less than a 40% deposit. That means you need a big chunk of money if you try and buy a property right now. That in itself is going to make the housing market slightly more depressed. Unless you've got a big cash deposit ready to put down, the schemes don't look so great right now.
And what about payment holidays?
Well, payment holidays have been a good help for many people who may have at worst lost their jobs. So lenders have said, okay, you can have an initial 3-month holiday. Problem is, and this is coming through a little bit now in what we're hearing, is that some mortgage lenders are saying, if you've taken a payment holiday and the extended holiday, which is now on offer, that could affect your future ability to get a mortgage, because it might even leave a small black mark on your record, which says that you've had financial problems in the past affording your mortgage payments. So payment holidays have been, in one hand, very good for people that really need it, but if you don't need it, we don't recommend taking them.
Wow, that's interesting. That was never said in the government briefing at the very start, was it?
No, you're very much correct, Darren. I mean, that is news that we've had filter through from one or two very, very big mortgage lenders in the last week or so. There's no definitive ruling around this, and indeed our regulators, the Financial Conduct Authority, haven't clarified it. But some lenders are saying if you take a up to 6-month payment hold on your mortgage, that would indicate that you've had a difficulty with the affordability of your mortgage, and therefore they might hold that against you.
Okay, let's look at the economy, the bigger picture. What's the future of it, mate?
Big picture, really interesting data coming through. The whole world's in recession right now. Technically, a recession is when you've had 2 quarters of successive reduction in GDP. That's for the geeks out there. What it means is that, you know, everything's going backwards. We're going to see the recession like we've never seen before. That's going to mean that the government needs to prop up the country with even more loans. That will mean even further taxation down the road. The problem we see is we've never been in this circumstance where the whole of the country's stopped and the whole of the world has stopped in terms of manufacturing and industry, and every sector has been affected. You know, if you just look at the stock market, for example, the stock market crashed in March. It fell sort of 35-36%. Although it's recovered a little bit, it's still well below what it was. And the stock market is a sentiment of how the economies might look in the future. And although the stock market's come back a little bit, it's very shaky. And I think, you know, we're going to see many, many twists and turns in the road. And I think any recovery in the economy is going to be what we call U-shaped, where it takes a long time to come out of this trough. You know, I'm talking 3 to 5 years before we see our economies being where they were just 3 or 4 months ago.
Now, there's a great word to use in the financial industry, a trough. Brilliant.
It is. Mate, it's all about peaks and troughs.
That's what I love about you, mate. You say it as it is, which makes sense. So if anybody wants to know more details about how you could help them and advise them in this situation, how can they go about doing that?
You can contact us. The office is still open and taking calls on 0823 321616 or email simon@blackdownfinancial.co.uk.
My guest is the irrepressible Simon Cutler from Blackdown Financial here on Tone FM this morning.